So I'm going to show you a bit of information on the internet, and it's basically a bunch of scientists, doctors, and people from the DOD, Department of Defense, who have very good statistics and information on what's happening during this situation. So if you have a listen, this is the crux of it right now. This is the good bits, and I'll put it on for about 10 minutes and have a listen. Let me turn the screen around. There we go.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigaloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. Over 1,000% increase, 1,000.
10 times, that's 10 times rate, and obviously that.
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this, and Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So again, the Department of Defense. Thank you. The Department of Defense, the Biden administration is on notice. They must preserve these records, and this must be investigated, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you.
So the increase in cancer is something I've been hearing about for months. And quite honestly, I've told people that are reporting this to me, I don't think the public's quite ready for that yet, okay? But you've just raised this issue. Apparently, Dr. Cole, you're aware of this. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this is frightening.
Thank you, Senator. And this is a challenge in terms of aggregating data. I saw a signal early on of certain viral conditions. Dr. Parks pointed out mechanisms. I noticed certain viruses increasing. Well, these same T cells, immune cells, keep cancers in check. So I do about 40,000 biopsies a year. I'm a busy pathologist. And I thought, gosh, I'm seeing more of this type of cancer and this type of cancer and this type of cancer. And so I've tried to talk to other laboratories and aggregate a bigger data set, which obviously these federal data sets are a very easy way to see that signal. Obviously, I've been canceled, I've been ridiculed, I've been maligned, et cetera, for saying so, but I've been observing it. And I can't deny observation. That's how science happens, initially through observation, then we confirm through hypothesis, experiment, and data. So yes, we're seeing it. And now when we travel with these groups and summits, I have oncologists, I have radiation oncologists, I am seeing an uptick in cancers. I'm seeing these odd stable cancers take off like wildfires after the vaccines. It is happening. We need federal funding. The NIH isn't looking at this. Getting a grant to look at anything related to the vaccines is next to impossible because they're perfect, safe, and effective. So it's happening. My data is anecdotal. My observational group is significant, but we need additional studies to happen. And thank you to Tom for digging into what's actually happening.
I think we have some additional nurses. And by the way, that's where I was getting the safety signal from. Nurses from across the countries are contacting me about the vaccine mandates, that type of things, talking, you know, telling me why they're not going to get the vaccine, because they're seeing this, these patients that their cancers are in remission, then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, they're blossoming again. Dr. Urso, quickly.
Yeah, I've got a question I want Dr. Cole to address. Ryan, you know that the experimental data on the genome in the P53 in BRCA, can you explain that to everyone?
Yeah, real quick. So we have genes in our body. We have mechanisms in our body. We have bad cells in our body every day. Our body says, oh, I can kill that, knock it off, you know, shakes hands with every cell. You're gone, you're gone, you're a bad cell. There are genes, there are suppressor genes, P53, it's the guardian of our genome. There's another breast cancer gene, BRCA gene. We know that the spike protein binds to the receptors for these genes and can activate them. That is a mechanism of the spike protein. So putting this spike protein in the human body via a gene shot that is completely investigational, these are not approved, and to mandate something that's investigational that can bind to cancer promoting sites.
I'd like to just clarify and take that a step forward. What P53 does is it checks your DNA before it replicates, and it makes sure that it's fixed. So P53 is the one tumor suppressor gene that is most tied to cancer, because once there's a mutation in P53, the mutation rate just skyrockets.
Correct.
And you're going to develop enough mutations that that cancer is going to have a much more likelihood of becoming metastatic.
Absolutely.
So
correct.
P53 is the essential tumor suppressor. Now, do we know for sure that the spike protein is binding it and inactivating it so that it cannot make sure that your DNA is replicated effectively and without any errors? No, but that's why we should have tested these for cancer-causing potential before we started giving them to our kids.
There are some confirmatory and
study. Yeah, I'll put it into the record. Paper by Jiang in May, where it goes into this data. SARS-CoV spike impairs DNA damage repair.
Thank you.
One of the key points is we still don't officially know what the structure of these so-called vaccines are. I mean, we do have some information now that's been published by a Nobel laureate group from Stanford, looking at the sequence from discards and comparing it with the PANs. And there are what are called untranslated regions. Has anyone ever heard of this word, untranslated region? Anyone?
Yes.
A few people. Okay. Everyone has been told that the RNA in there is just RNA that's making this spike protein that's going to make your nice little cute little vaccine, just like those mumps and polio vaccines that we've all had as children. No, wrong. There are untranslated regions. And I'm going to read you what they are. There are three human gene sequences in those untranslated regions. One of them, we think, I'm working with a group of molecular biologists and genomics, one of them, we think, is targeting the mitochondria. I'll tell you what that gene sequence is. It is the 3' untranslated region comprises two sequence elements derived from the amino terminal enhanced of split ASMRNA and the mitochondrial encoded 12S ribosomal RNA to confirm RNA stability and high total protein expression. That's what the WHO document says. Now, if that's true, that could mean, we don't know, we need to find out, that could mean that the expression of the spike protein is actually being expressed partly, at least, in mitochondrial ribosomal.
This is so wrong.
Right. Mitochondrial ribosome.
No. Yeah.
That means it could be a kamikaze expression.
Dr. Wiseman, listen. You're certainly letting us know you're qualified, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, Senator, is in every single drug packaging insert, you see a chemical structure. Do you not? There is a chemical structure. We need to know the exact chemical structure, the exact sequence of the RNAs and the DNAs in these vaccines. Right. Okay, they are being withheld from us. FDA needs to show us what those structures are. It needs to explain what the pseudouridine is doing. They need to explain this paper from Sahin, who is the founder of BioNTech in 2014, they talk about non-natural nucleosides. What are those non-natural nucleosides doing? He talks about the toxicity of them, the pseudouridine. None of that is being discussed.
So I want to clarify a little bit there.
Okay. We need a lot more information.
I want to clarify because people have said this are mRNA vaccines. mRNA only always goes to protein, and we can't do anything. First, we know that people have reverse transcriptase. Yes, it can make DNA. Yes, it can go back into the DNA. But there's something else about RNA. RNA can make little hairpin loops. RNA can regulate your DNA. So when you put an mRNA vaccine or RNA into your body, it can get in, and it can be alternately spliced, can bind to your DNA, and it can regulate it. For positive or for negative, it can change your gene expression, and there's stuff in there that can do that either intentionally or unintentionally, and we don't know. It's completely unethical because we are just beginning to understand RNA silencing, where these RNA molecules regulate our DNA. So that makes it completely unethical to use this technology.
We have to get on to, there are great unknowns with respect to the vaccines, their mechanism of action, and disease categories like cancer. But there is a disease category upon which the FDA, the CDC, and all stakeholders agree that the vaccines cause, and that's myocarditis or heart inflammation. And I will tell you, as a cardiologist, it is crystal clear that these vaccines cause myocarditis. Dr. Parks has already quoted the paper by Avolio that has shown beyond a shadow of a doubt the vaccines cause myocarditis. The FDA indicates for Pfizer and Moderna that they cause myocarditis. We now have over 200 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on myocarditis, sadly showing the rates of myocarditis are far in excess of what the CDC ever imagined. We've identified that boys have a predilection for this far more than girls. The maximum age group, the peak age group is age 18 to 24, so it's actually the college age. The risk extends up to age 50. And I can tell you that in this age group, it is clear the risks of the vaccines are far greater than the risks of COVID-19, the respiratory illness. Two papers, one by Tracy Hogue at UC Davis, one by Ron Kostoff, that these papers have been presented at the FDA meetings. They have not been challenged as analyses. And there are now fatal cases of myocarditis published by Washington University in St. Louis, by Verma, and by Choi from South Korea. More fatal cases accrue. There is the father of a boy here in this room who's died of myocarditis. One death is too many. One, we have 21,000 cases of myocarditis and climbing in the United States that the CDC has verified. One was too many. Under any circumstances, should a young person ever receive one of these vaccines, let alone ever be pressured to receive a vaccine, let alone ever be mandated to take a vaccine. This is crystal clear. The FDA agrees. There can be no controversy over this. There can be no normalizing of this to say that it's mild or it's transitory.
Well, talk about that, because as they say, it's mild. Is myocarditis mild?
I'm telling you, as a specialist, myocarditis is not mild. There are papers by Schauer and by Truong at University of Utah at Salt Lake. When they do MRI on these individuals with suspected myocarditis, 100% are having heart damage. 100%. We have a paper by Tashopi and colleagues looking at the outcome of individuals prior to COVID in this age group with myocarditis. 13% will have permanent heart injury. 32% never actually get up to normal. They don't get back to normal. We are seeing unprecedented numbers of athletes dying on the field in Europe. Unprecedented. Of these cardiac arrests, half of them don't come back. We now have a report out of the heart group in the UK where actuarial mortality for those under age 15, mortality in the UK is higher than expected.
Dr. Malone.
Just real quick, going back, Mr. Rounds.
I wonder if Dr. Malone could follow up on that.
Just real quick, because we're talking about myocarditis. What concerns me so much about the whistleblower report there is this is the only vaccine injury that the CDC, FDA are acknowledging. And you combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data in their database affecting myocarditis. I mean, I'm sorry, that gets my suspicion antenna.
And the recommendations and the mandates are ignoring the FDA warnings.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DoD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DoD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason: that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Alex,
I'll get you up to
your bottle of
Prepare. At Wars members. Ding. Files. And
all right, I think that's it, guys. I mean, if that doesn't make you question what's going on, I don't know what will. I'm going to pump that on my Telegram. That was a bunch of the top doctors, specialists, heart surgeons, and all the people around the world. And there's not many of them, because basically the mainstream doctors are not speaking up. They're seeing what's going on. They're seeing the damage, but they're getting paid by Pfizer, by Merck, by Moderna, all these big pharmaceutical companies. They pay for our doctors' Porsches, for their holidays. Okay, doctors might get a couple hundred grand, 350 a year, whatever, from being doctors, but the pharmaceutical industry, they are the ones that fund the doctors big time, and they are told that you cannot sell anything else but the products we sell, and if you give any alternate advice, what will happen is we'll take your license from you and we'll take you into court. So basically, doctors are the sellouts. Okay, your local doctor down the street, anyone that's injecting someone with a COVID-19 vaccine is a complete and utter sellout, because they are seeing the damage day in and day out. Let me put it this way. If you were a plumber and you were installing some sort of a hot water system, okay, and the hot water systems kept blowing up and killing people, okay, that would get stopped, okay, and you'd know about it. You would know and you wouldn't do it. You would not install that water system anymore, because you're like, hey, that blew up my friend's house, this person's house, this person died, this person, okay? So these doctors are seeing these patients. They are ringing up after going, my child, my husband, my daughter, my son got the vaccine, and now tomorrow this person has myocarditis. They have this problem. They have neurological disorders. They can't stand up. They're shaking. Their eyes have changed. We can see that through iridology. You look into the iridology in the eyes. People's eyes change straight after having the vaccine. Now, what these guys are talking about is great, but this goes on a whole nother level. Okay, we're talking nanotechnology, which is being activated by the 5G frequencies. That is now proven to be in these vaccines. And they reckon that there's 38 different wings to the vaccine rollout. So the Pfizer vaccine, there's 38 different types, right? So some for black people, some for white people, some for the police, some for the military, some are kill shots, some are for Indigenous First Nations people, some are experimental ones, some are a saline, because it's an experiment. The experiment ends in 2024, I think it is. So this is all an experiment. Same with the geoengineering. Okay, the geoengineering, the only way they're getting away with it is under experimental purposes. And we have to remember that the geoengineering, the phone frequencies, the vaccinations, okay, all these things are connected. They're all connected together. It's the 1-2-3 step. We have frequency blasting us. We have nanotechnology being sprayed on us from the geoengineering, which is proven mainstream science now. Okay, we have photos, we have videos, we have documents, we have links, we have everything showing the geoengineering. Anyone who's still calling it contrails would be a person that's still questioning whether they should have fluoride in their drinking water and all the rest of it, okay? They're not even there, not even remotely close to understanding the bigger ticket items. So these guys are great, and I'm so proud of these people for coming out and talking, and these are the type of videos that we've got to share, okay? This is the damning evidence. So what I'm gonna do, it's on band.video, okay, which is Alex Jones' show, okay, and it's the 31st of the 1st is the date, so band.video, band.video, then click on the Alex Jones Show and find the 31st. That was that video. Now let me tell you, you guys need to be listening to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show, band.video, because it is the most cutting edge information on the internet right now, okay? Absolute most cutting edge information. He's been right for 20, 30 years, and now everything he said is coming to fruition, and he's so far ahead of the game. He's interviewing all the top doctors, scientists, military people, generals, okay, insiders, all the rest of it. So really important that we keep the pressure up, because we are in an information war. I've been deleted off 3 of our Instagrams. I've had 3 emails deleted, PayPal, Stripe, Twitter. My YouTube's been shadow banned for about 7 years. Facebook, I was deleted a year ago, had 40,000 followers. Okay, so this is an information war, and what I'm telling everyone to do is to jump off Instagram and get on to Telegram. My Telegram is Nate Max Human Alliance. So if you look me up, Nate Max Human Alliance, most of my content's going there. The rest of my content is on my website, which is Innate Awareness, and I'm going to be posting more regular stuff. And I'm just getting a full setup in my house at the moment, where I'm going to be cut and pasting and editing a bunch of these videos and making short videos for you guys to listen to the powerful bits, because I listen to the YouTubes and podcasts and stuff all day. So I'm writing down the time signatures now, and I'll go back and cut them up and make them into smaller videos and put them on BitChute. But really important, guys, I reckon you should at least listen to one Alex Jones podcast a week, and that will keep you up to speed with what's going on. A lot of it's solutions now, you know what I mean? And he's definitely turned the corner. Talking bigger ticket items, you know, Joe Rogan's awake now. That's thanks to Alex Jones. There's Tal Kucker. A lot of people who weren't awake are awake now. And this is the time where we have to keep pushing, because we're having a bit of reprieve right now, as you can see with the Canadian trucker situation. That was massive. And you have that globalist puppet who's owned and controlled by Klaus Schwab. He basically made a press statement the other day saying that, oh, the minority of people who went to this trucker rally and had, you know, blah, 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 and really it was a whole country and the whole nation is against Trudeau. So that's really important that every country in the world realize that we're in this together. This is a global plan, it's a global situation. And every country is involved. Every single United Nations controlled countries who's got a Federal Reserve Bank in their country. This is a global decommission program about depopulating 2/3 of the world's population. Okay, I didn't used to say this stuff many years ago because people weren't ready for it. But now it's so blatantly obvious, and everything that we've been saying for the last 10 years is all coming true. Okay, we're being vindicated. The truth community on all levels are being vindicated. And this is a great thing. And this is a time to help those people who are just waking up to this scenario which is going on. and invite them in and help them, because it's a scary protocol when you've been asleep, living in the matrix for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and then suddenly one day you wake up and you realize that almost every single facet of your life that you believed in, you thought was truth, and you held on to from your government, the medical system, the education system, the banking system. Okay, every single part of our lives is an inversion of what it's meant to be. We have all the money, technology, resources, people, and ideas to create heaven on earth right now. We have enough money, we have enough billionaires, we have everything we need, where every single person could be sustained. They could have a house, land, okay? They don't have to be working like slaves. We could actually bring out good robots to do the shitty jobs so human beings can live and get on with living and evolving and doing what we're supposed to be doing here, okay? But we're not. And the only reason that's happening is because we've been under the spell. We've been under the guise of the New World Order. These guys have been plotting, planning, scheming, and scamming for a couple of generations, right? They've been poisoning us off. They've been indoctrinating us with the television, the news, the movies, okay, all the mind programming, conditioning us socially from gangster rap music to the porn industry to all the songs that come out and all the things that are trending. This has all been done by design, because these are psychologists in the way they work. They are behavioral psychologists. And they're using actuarials and think tanks like the Smithsonian Institute and all these different places to basically use our data to try and condone and push us in the direction they want us to go. So that's what's been happening. We've been controlled, we've been manipulated by behavioral psychologists for so many years. Now, I don't think they accounted for consciousness to be raising so quickly. I don't think they accounted for so many people to have woken up to this scenario which has just happened. So right now is the most powerful time ever in history to be alive. It's exciting. It's crazy. We're riding the waves of up and downs, and people are feeling it. You're waking up, you're feeling tired, you're feeling depressed the next day, then you're feeling good. Okay, this is a collective consciousness. And what that is, that feeling is people waking up and realizing that their whole world is a lie. Okay, that can be a very depressing, disheartening, frightening situation, because we're tied to our possessions, my job, my car, who I am as a person. This fake identity people have created for many, many years to try and fit into society. Okay, now what we're doing is we're breaking away from society. We're creating a new society. We're creating something new where people can come and join, as opposed to smashing the old ones to bits. So what I'd say in my final words is, guys, don't feel disheartened by these mask-wearing sheep that are walking around. Okay, that is where they're at in their consciousness evolutionary level. Okay. They are literally so blinded. They are so caught in the box of perception, which is very small and very narrow, and that's all they know. So what we have to do is we have to try and meet them on their level. Okay, meet them on their level, because everyone has an opportunity to wake up. Everyone has an opportunity, and it may not be you. So if someone's not open to you, don't waste your time. Someone else will come past and drop a seed. Someone else will drop a seed. 3 weeks later, 3 months later, 3 years later, that person is going to be awake. And then they're going to remember that time they met you in the shopping center, or when you're in the post office, or when you're at the service station, and you drop that little hint, you drop that little seed, you said that thing to them. Okay, people right now, they actually need love, they actually need connection, they need community, and they need support. Okay, so it's a really important time to check in on your friends and family, see how they are. A lot of people are pretending they're all right, but they're not okay. Okay, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their income stream, they've lost their sense of purpose and who they are. They can't travel. They're feeling the noose around their necks, which is fair enough, because a lot of people, they work all year to travel. They like to get away, they like to do things. Even just having the border crossings here in northern New South Wales and Queensland, that was fucking annoying enough. Actually not being able just to drive into Queensland, like it's Europe, like we're traveling into another country. So the fact that that has gone has created just a beautiful reprieve in itself. And there's so many options and possibilities out there now for you guys to wake people up. I mean, it's as simple as wearing a jumper to the gym. I've got a jumper and it says unvaccinated, untested, unmasked, unafraid. I don't have to say anything. I just walk the streets and people come up to me and they open conversations. And the other people who aren't ready for that, it's like the parting of the Red Sea, Moses walking through. I walk through and people just walk away from me. So it's perfect. I attract the people that I want to attract, and the other people, they walk away. And then someone else will wake them up, someone they resonate more with. I'm not going to wake up some maybe military person, someone else who's in the military who's awake might wake that person up. So we've got to work on our own friends and our own family, but don't waste too much time on people who are not open. People who are not open, generally your family members. They're not interested. They need someone else to help you. So good work, all you beautiful people. I don't do lives often on Instagram, obviously. I've only got a couple of thousand followers on this one anyway, but that was so powerful, that video, that I thought I just wanted to get it out there and put it on there. And what I'll do, I might actually do a Telegram live after this, Nate Max Human Alliance, and I'll do the same video on there because I think this is really one of the most beautiful things I've seen in a long time. And to have so many profound specialists together coming out with a senator, and that information is now on the internet, our only job and our only role is to keep waking people up. Because ultimately, we're in a game tied to consciousness. It's tied to frequency, okay? Beyond all the 3D politics which is going on now, we're in a frequency war, okay? This is to do with a frequency band, and what frequency we're emitting is what reality we're creating. So what are you focused on? What are you creating? Is your whole life ensconced in COVID? Is your whole life ensconced in wearing masks and being fearful of the boogeyman? When you go swim in the ocean, do you just think about sharks all the time? Do you still believe in Father Christmas and Santa Claus? Because that's what COVID is. It's an imaginary phantom virus. Never been isolated, never been purified. No one has a sample, no one anywhere, not in the CDC, not in the World Health Organization, which are both corrupt, inverted organizations, which are owned and run by BlackRock and Vanguard, which is the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, okay? The World Health Organization and the United Nations used to be run from Indonesia, and then it was hijacked, and they put Papa Sugi on house arrest, and then they created the new United Nations, which is basically the fake United Nations. So there's a whole big story around the United Nations as well. These three-letter organizations, the NSA, the CIA, the World Health Organization, the TGA, all these companies, they're inversions. They're actually inversions. They're doing the opposite of what they're meant to do. And the only thing we have between us and tyranny is you guys. You guys out there. Your actions and your motives every day. What you do with your dollars. How do you vote with your dollars? What are you buying? Are you supporting Coca-Cola? Are you supporting Starbucks? Or are you supporting organic produce? Local farmers? Your local tool shop? Or are you going to Bunnings? Are you going to Walmart, Costco? You know, ultimately what the New World Order wants is to have a bunch of billionaires and a whole bunch of robots running the show, and then a bunch of super poor people. Now you've got to remember, the model is a Chinese globalist model. Okay, the Chinese globalist model is the one that they want to roll out worldwide. And it's the facial recognition, it's the social credit score connected to your vaccine pass, connected to your phone, to your microchip. Wherever you go, you'll be scanned. And if you do anything wrong, in the future, which I don't think this is going to happen, I'm pretty sure we're going to pull the reins back and this is all going to end very quickly because people are hurt now. People are hurt enough around the world and in Australia that they're starting to fight back. Okay, and they weren't hurt before. People were like, oh, I'm getting more money from the government than I was working. Why would I even work in the first place when I can get this paycheck? And I was like, you fucking idiots. Trust me, that paycheck's going to go soon. Then you won't have a job. Then you won't have an economy. Okay, then they'll say you need to be vaccinated to get the dole. Then they'll want your fingerprint scan. Then they'll want this, then they want that. And basically what it is what David Icke says. There's a bunch of doors and they're pushing through the door and they're like, oh, okay, that door's open, I'm gonna walk through that one. Then the next door's there and like they give a little push, they see how much resistance there is, and they go, that door's open, we'll go through that one too. Until they get to a door which is resistance, which is the Canadian truckers, which is people like you guys posting, which is people like you guys holding the government accountable, holding the TGA accountable, launching court cases. Wherever you go and you see the mainstream news, wherever you go and you see the mainstream news, you should rock up. You should yell at them, you should scream at them, you should talk truth to them. And actually, you shouldn't yell and scream at them. What you should do is you should speak direct, honest truth and know your facts and make them look like the fools they are. Because anyone who works for the mainstream news today is a fucking sellout, even more than the doctors. The doctors and the mainstream news are the only reason that this narrative is still perpetuating. If there was no mainstream news, no one would be wearing masks. No one would be worried about any sort of virus. People wouldn't be concerned about anything. We'll just be living our lives. But the mainstream news is the main culprit and the perpetrators for this narrative. Okay? They are the scum of the earth. They are the biggest sellouts. And they are literally the enemy of the people. And that movie, They Live, if you've watched it, it's an old movie from 1984 with Rowdy Roddy Piper called They Live. If you haven't watched that movie, I suggest you jump on that one, have a look now. It's more relevant now than it ever has been. Now, someone says, can you pin my Telegram? The Telegram's Nate, N-A-T-E, space Max, M-A-X, Human Alliance. That's all you have to do, and I'll come up. So anyway, guys, I don't want to go for too long. I've got so much rain here. My internet's probably going to cut out anyway on the satellite. But we are in a war. We're in an information war. And ultimately, each time you wake someone up, okay, each time you wake someone up, that person is awake forever. They're going to research. They're going to end up in healthy food. They're going to end up with good people, attracting good things into their life. They're going to start working self-love. They're going to want community. They're going to want to support people who are doing good things. So what happens is as we wake up and we become sovereign, okay, individual sovereignty is a word that I like to use. And that means, like I said earlier, how you vote with your dollars, how you present yourself in public, how you treat other people. What you give out is what you get back. It's a pretty simple universal rule we know, okay? Have a look at your friends. Have a look at the people you hang out with. If you're hanging out with a bunch of shitbags, maybe you're a shitbag, and maybe you need to shift some things. 2022 is definitely the year where we need to seriously start clearing the dead wood, cutting people out of our lives who are parasites. Give them an ultimatum. Hey, I'm sick of tiptoeing around you because you can't take any sort of criticism. I'm either going to stop being friends with you or you need to step up to the plate. That type of thing, okay? We need to be really clear with the people we're hanging out with, because 2022 is a year where we're coinciding with non-physical beings. We've got CERN, the Hadron Collider, and all types of, let's just say, interdimensional fuckery which is going on. And there is an interface going on where the veil is getting very thin. People are becoming very psychic at the moment. Our connection to other things, our skills for manifesting, all the things that we have innately in us are being amplified. We're being amplified on all levels. So that means when you start going off track, you're going to get hit twice as hard. So you need to stay on the track with your health, with your detoxing, with your vitality, okay? The way you do things, your thought process, because you are creating the reality with your mind. Now, so many people were dialed in to the mainstream news, and the mainstream news is dying. It's finishing. It's over, okay? CNN has, I think its major biggest shows have 800,000. Okay, InfoWars, Alex Jones, has 3 million on an average show. Okay, and CNN's usually around 150,000, which is fucking garbage, okay? Absolutely garbage. So the mainstream news is dead. We need to stop turning it on. We need to stop giving them any energy. And like I said, anywhere they turn up, they should be booed out of town. Don't let them record in your local town. Don't let them come in to videotape a COVID case. Just tell them to fuck off. You guys aren't welcome. Take your bullshit and your fake news and your Zionist garbage and take it with you. You're not welcome in our town. You're a sellout. You're a parasite. That's the way you speak to them, because that's who they are. Now, when I was in Sydney in Hyde Park a couple of years ago and I was doing a presentation at one of the big protests, the mainstream news turned up and they were trying to haggle Pete Evans. And I just got in their faces for like 10 minutes to the point they were so pissed off, they were ready to leave. And I was just relentless, one person, you know. Imagine everyone was doing that. Imagine there was 100 people. I wasn't yelling. I was just dishing out hard truths and looking them straight in the eyes. And they couldn't look me in the face, because I'm living and breathing my truth. I'm living who I am. I've got nothing to hide. These guys know what they're doing. They know who they are. And they sold out for a paycheck or whatever else they're getting on the side, because these guys are all in bed together. So, yeah, don't take the pressure off, guys. Keep the pressure on now, okay? And the pressure is on the food system. The next thing they're going to aim for is the food shortages, okay? They're already telling farmers overseas to start killing their crops. They're fucking up the container ships. China's holding on to our containers, rising the prices of metal and all these different commodities. They want to make it so you're going to have to buy a loaf of bread for $30, you know? This is the plan. But the plan doesn't work if we continue doing what we're doing. Don't close down your businesses. Don't close down your shops. Don't comply to lockdowns. Don't comply to the narratives. Don't be wearing your masks. Okay, put these people on notices. Don't allow people to be COVID Nazis. Inform them. Okay, warn them. Hey, don't fuck up my planet. I'll come after you. Fuck off. You're not welcome. Get these people out of your life. It's very important. The next food shortage is going to be happening. And the way they're going to do it is through geoengineering and weather modification. Okay, so that's the next big thing. The food shortage is tied in to the geoengineering and weather modification, which I said earlier is mainstream science now. It's been proven 1,000 times over. It's no more of a conspiracy theory. There's actually not many conspiracy theories left anymore. they're all coming true or in their process of becoming true, you know. So a lot of people are being vindicated at the moment. Alex Jones and David Icke are the most credible people on the internet right now. Okay, how's that one? Alex Jones and David Icke are the most credible people on the internet right now. And if you haven't seen the latest David Icke and Brian Rose interview, it's 3.5 hours long. Go to Brian Rose's website, and I think it's called The Vindication, and it's a 3.5 hour on with David Icke. All you need is an email, put it in there, you can watch it. It literally goes through the whole narrative from top to bottom and everything else in between, and by the end of it, I guarantee you, if you can send that to a few people who are sitting on the fence, they will definitely be awake. I was very, very impressed with David Icke and Brian Rose. It was a smashing interview. So what they're doing in Australia in certain areas is they're just creating so much rain and mold, and that prevents basically plants from growing, things start dying off, and they're obviously spraying all these contaminants. And they've gotten so good at doing the geoengineering that they could literally target your farm. If you have, say, a nice big avocado farm, maybe you've got 20 acres of avocados, right? And you supply a portion of New South Wales with avocados, organic ones, because they don't want anything organic. They want it to be Monsanto, GMO, and all the rest of it. And actually, I'll go into a pretty woo-woo story just after this about what they've done before. Now, they've got it down so, like, they've got it down pat so well that they all know that in the next 3 months, you're going to harvest your avocados that time of year, right? So they'll literally just intensify some storms. They'll bring in some moisture. They'll heat it up. They'll fire harp down. They'll spray over the top using their barium release rockets and their giant tankers and their airplanes that look like passenger planes, but they're actually geoengineering planes spraying shit everywhere. And what they do is they will literally create a storm to rip through your property, and all the avocados will fall on the ground a month before you're going to pick them, and that's it. They're finished. They might get a few off the ground, and that's how they can do it with food shortages. Now, I was out at Narrabri in the back of Walgett doing the grain harvest many years ago, and this is when I was very aware of geoengineering back then. And I was driving road trains and B-doubles, and I was carting the grain and the barley and the chickpeas and things like that from the farms to the silos back and forth, doing it 24 hours a day. And I was living out there in my truck, and I was watching the weather reports back then, because back then you could go onto the radarmap.com, whatever it's called, flightradar.com, and you could see the geoengineering planes. They actually had the tail wing on them, and you could follow them out to sea, and they're landing on bases out to sea, then coming in, spraying everywhere, then leaving. And now it says unknown, you can't track them because they don't want us seeing what they're up to, right? So I was watching these planes, tracking these planes around, and some of them started spraying over the area that I was doing the grain harvest in. And that afternoon, I actually went out and bought an old Land Cruiser, and we were driving around this Land Cruiser because we were so bored because it kept raining every 4 days and we weren't able to harvest. And I watched the sky, and literally this bright light blue came everywhere. These incredible weird clouds came and it started swirling all over this region. And then that night we got hit by hail. And then it must have been 15 minutes of rain only, and the hail hit all the grain. And what happens when the grain falls over? The harvester can't chop it because it's too low. And it literally wiped out all the crops that were ready to be harvested in a 15-minute storm, and that whole entire region was basically finished. And there would have been millions and millions and millions of tons of grain that we had to just basically let go into the ground, and it was finished. So it's that easy to bring a country to its knees. Very easy, because they've got this shit down pat. They can do the tsunamis now, we know that. They did the one with Fukushima. They put the nuclear weapon out there off the ridge on the coastline. They detonated that. That's why the military and the army was all out there for weeks after, because they had special forces go down and do it. That's why when you looked on Google Maps, the whole area was blacked out and you couldn't even see what was going on. This has been going on for a long time, guys. The Fukushimas, the false flag attacks, the shootings in New Zealand, all these things, right? These are all the Illuminati Freemason card games. Okay, you have to be ahead of the game or you're going to get eaten up in this next phase. Okay, you need to be on with your health. You need to be on with your detoxing, because you're full of nanotech. You're full of metals. You are full of contaminants, okay? And if you're one of these people that went out and got the vaccines, you need to seriously get into your detoxing, because if you just heard in that interview just then, 300% minimum increase, okay, on people who have been vaccinated in cancer. 1,000% increase in neurological diseases and disorders. There was a 500% in miscarriages. And I'm not sure what the percentage was for myocarditis, but it was hundreds of percents, okay? So These vaccinations are making the cancers and all the other things in your body that aren't right skyrocket. Because what it does, it turns off the T cells, the P51 T cells, and basically the white blood cells, they don't die, they stop working. Then it binds to the receptors of the DNA, okay? And these DNA stop checking which cells are good and which ones are bad. And the mitochondria, that's what it does. It actually says that cell's a bad cell, get rid of it. Rather than repairing the cell, it gets it and creates a new cell. Now, if it's not creating the new cell properly, it's only creating it three quarters, it's already a damaged cell. Now, what happens is, when you have a whole bunch of damaged cells, it starts to turn into that inflammation, acidification, and then metastasis, and then you basically have the disease coming through your body. And disease is basically toxicity. Okay, it's a buildup of toxicity. That's what all diseases are. Whatever disease you have, okay, any disease you have, even when you're born with it, okay, it's bioaccumulation of toxicity. And so when kids come through with diseases, it's because the womb of the mother was toxic. And those toxins have been passed on via the womb to the child. That's why you need to be healthy, clean, and detox before you have children. Give yourself a 3 year of serious deep dive detoxing before you even think of having kids. Now, this is like information that people are like, fuck, I wish I knew that before, but we're only knowing and learning what we're capable of at the moment. Our parents did the best they could, and our grandparents did the best they could, you know? So this is the problem. The information is coming out now, and it's damning information, it's frightening information, and we're in this debt slavery system where we're working 9 to 5, just trying to keep our heads above water, to pay mortgages, pay the rent, pay the bills, put food in our mouths, and try and put healthy food in our mouths, and then try and have a life somewhere in between. Okay, that's the hardest thing at this point in time. That's why it's so easy for these billionaires to be doing what they want to do, because they literally just pay people to do it. Now, the issue is, for them, we have the numbers. Okay, and when we work together, okay, we have the numbers, and literally everything else falls on deaf ears. There is no government, there is no military, there is no nothing, because we are the ones that are part of it. Okay, it just doesn't exist anymore. When the people are awake in the military, they're not going to do what they're doing. When the police officers are awake, they're just not going to go around and be COVID Nazis. They're not going to tell you to put your shop down because you got 10 too many people. They're just not going to do it. They're going to turn a blind eye. And that's when it boils down to morals. Okay, this is all now initiation, and it's about morals. Okay, where is your moral high ground? Where is your line in the sand? Oh, I have to see my dying grandmother, so I'm going to go vaccinate myself and put myself into a serious health deficit in the near future. Okay, I want to travel. I want to go to the coffee shop. What is your line in the sand? My child has to go to school. You can homeschool them. Okay, basically where we're at now is, okay, you take the vaccine and you become an artificial intelligence Borg, or you literally do everything in your power to stay away from it and thrive and survive for the next few years while this falls apart. And it is falling apart. Okay, so do not buy into the narrative. Okay, do not go get one of those vaccines. Do not feel pressured. Okay, this is your life, and your life is the only thing you have. Your car, your money, your job, all that shit you have, you can get again. But you cannot get your health back in certain instances. Now, I'm just about to do an interview of Harold Krauss-Vella around the radionics products that we have. They're coming from Switzerland, and basically they will stop the vaccine shedding. They will also help clear the vaccine damage from people, okay, and the protein spike shedding. So there's three products I'm importing. They'll be here, okay, and they will clear the energetic signature of all that. Then you just have to clear the physical debris from these vaccines. So there is protocols and processes to clear the body, okay, but we need to seriously look into health and detoxing and start prioritizing it, because if you don't have good health, then your children are going to suffer, and your friends and family are going to suffer around you. So Nathan's just written, when it fall apart completely, got the sack today for not being juiced. Yeah, well, you know what? If you get the sack for not being juiced, that's a badge of honor. Fuck them, you know what I mean? I know it's annoying. A lot of people have built up careers and have spent years going to university for things, but ultimately nothing's going to matter in the future. The world is going to be so different. Okay, there's two timelines. It's going to be, we're heading into a Blade Runner, draconian style, artificial intelligence run reality where we're literally going to be in prison camps all around the world, and it's going to be a global prison, okay, which for me is not happening. That reality, I don't think is happening. You can see the shifts and the change in people and out there going on. Okay, and the other reality is that this is going to continually fall apart. We're going to be building anew. The truth is going to keep coming out, and what we're going to have is a bunch of leaders who we actually give a fuck about. We're not going to have the legal system we have at the moment. We're not going to have the politicians because they're a bunch of fucking grubs. We're going to have real people who are going to make decisions on behalf of the people. And when that happens, we can turn things around so quickly. We have free energy devices that are sitting there in the patent's office, which means no more coal, no more gas, no more electricity wires, none of this crap. Free wireless energy devices, Tesla-style stuff that will negate harmful phone frequencies and will make you get well at the same time. So that means there'll be no more cars on the road, no more petrol engines, no more electric engines. There'll be free energy devices and things will be hovering and flying. That's the reality we should have been in 30 years ago. Okay, if you look at the lost civilization of Tartaria, we had free energy devices 250 years ago. On the top of all the buildings, the cars are electric. Okay, something happened. We had some sort of a reset and we literally came back with amnesia, and that's why we're all walking around going, what the fuck are we doing here? We're like, oh wow, look at these pyramids over here in this country. Who built them? And apparently we've been here for millions of years, right? Oh wow, look at these carvings and ruins over there. How'd that get there? It's like we literally just appeared 300 years ago and we're trying to work out who we are and why we're here. We have amnesia. Okay, now one of the most important things we can do for that is the meditation, the inner work, and the breath work. These are things that you can do at home. When I say individual sovereignty, that means your own inner spiritual processes and work too. We're not here just to play the 3D politics. We're here to be five-dimensional beings. We're here to literally be on this level and another plane at the same time. And you've got to get into the meditation and sit quietly and be present with yourself. Because this fast-paced lifestyle that we're in right now, what it's doing, it's preventing people from being present. It's preventing people from doing things for a long period of time and staying present with the moment. We have to constantly have the hits, the fix, the dopamine, all the instant gratification on our phones, otherwise we get bored. And I find myself saying I'm bored. And when I say I'm bored, I realize what I'm actually saying is I'm not present. I'm not present with my breath. I'm not present with what's going on around me. I'm not being graceful and appreciative for having a body, for being alive, for being able to do things, to be in a position now where I can actually make a change in the world. We can all make a change right now. We're not in prison now. Yes, we're spewing a bit. We've lost our travel rights and a few things like that. But that can literally be overturned in one day. When the pressure gets put on them, the next thing you'll be flying again. Oh, things are back to normal. Everything's open. Okay, we're on the precipice of that now, but we all have to push on all levels with individual sovereignty, with the detoxing, with the health, with the voting with your dollars, okay, going inwards, finding out who you are, sitting quietly, okay, looking after your friends and family. Very important. These are the 3D things. We have to master the mundane while we're on Earth, okay, because we are on Earth. We are living here. We do have a body. We do have to eat at this point in time. I don't think we're going to be eating in the future. We're going to be going beyond eating carcass and fruit and veg and things like that. The body was designed to live for 1500 years. Immortality can be a thing, but we've created a belief system in our minds that we're supposed to die at the age of 80 or 85 or whatever. A little bit more than 80, and it's a bit of a burden on the system. A bit younger than 80, it's a bit too young. We've created an idea of what it means to die and what death is. So anyway, I'm not going to go much further. I think my battery's going to die. But there's a series of books which I talk about every single podcast, and it's called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. The Ringing Cedars of Russia. And if you go to my website, innateawareness.com, on the front page, you can click on it and you can buy the books. I don't sell them. I just, you click on it and it takes you to their website. I highly suggest in this time of high magic and high corruption and high emotional turmoil, which is going on, which is where we are now, that you get into these books. There's 9 books in the series, and it will remind you of who you are. It'll remind you of what human beings can be like at their highest potential. It's the dialogue between an unconscious male and a superconscious female who lives in the forest in Siberia, who has all the abilities to heal with their mind and co-create, and they're incredible. They talk about gardenings, homesteads, extraterrestrials, the occult, religion, the banking system, love, marriage, gardening, everything you can imagine is in these books. And if you read them to your children, or you read them to your partner, or you read them to yourself, I feel that you guys would probably get some really, really beautiful insights out of there, because this is a time now where we've got to be connected to this thing, to the heart. We've got to be connected to that. We have to be present. We have to be balanced, because we're in a war, and these parasites that are running this war from behind the scenes, the Zionist bankers, okay, the BlackRock, the Vanguard, these family bloodlines you know of, they're a bunch of tired, scared old men and women. Okay, their time is finishing. Okay, our time is here. But what we have to do is unify. We have to be balanced. We have to be consistent. Okay, and yeah, you're going to have to give up portions of your life to do things you don't really want to do. And then we create a better future. Then we can pull back. We can go on holidays. We can do what we want. You can go modify your car and go play golf and go to the beach and go travel. But we need to get the world back first. We need to stop all this poverty. 30 million people a year die of starvation and hunger. And we have thousands of billionaires who could sort that out with the stroke of a pen overnight. But we have 30 million people dying of starvation and hunger. Okay? Ridiculous. We're still using fossil fuels. Ridiculous. We're flushing toilets and all the waste is going into the ocean. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. We're chopping down rainforests. Ridiculous. All this shit has to stop. The vaccination of children has to stop. As you guys saw in that last little video I just did, okay, this needs to stop now. It's genocide, it's depopulation, it's worse than that. It's turning humans into Borgs, into basically a connection between transhumanism and artificial intelligence, using the 5G phone frequencies to interface with our bodies to harvest our vital life force energy. Now that's getting woo-woo for you guys. I don't usually post this type of stuff on this page, but it's the only one I got left. But that's where we're heading into. It's time to wake up to the true reality of what's going on here on Earth. And it's not a pleasant sight at the moment, but we can turn this around very fucking easily. Do your letterbox drops. Do your posts. Do your art out in the streets. Talk to people. Be the best version of yourself. Okay, be so inspiring and so healthy and so vibrant that people literally want to know, what is it that you do? You look so vibrant. What is it about you? Something different about you. That's when you know you're vibing. When I get onto the train, which I never do, but sometimes I'm in Sydney, I'll jump on the train, I'll talk to people, go to the city, I'll walk around. People are always like, what is it about you? That's because I'm not part of the matrix. My energy signature is not sitting in a train and not talking to people. If I'm sitting in a train carriage, why wouldn't I talk to a bunch of people? Why wouldn't I have a conversation, get to know people? Like, think about it. Every single day these people go to work, same train, the same time, they sit there, look at their phone, do their own thing, when they could be connecting with all these incredible humans and creating family, friends, connections. But we're being programmed that you just sit on the train. You go to work, you come home, you eat your dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you get a mortgage, you get a wife, you have a kid, and then you slowly die. Most people are already dead at the age of 23, but we haven't buried them yet. Think about that. Most people actually die at the age of 23, and they slowly live out the rest of their life, just slowly dying. Just because we haven't buried them. And that's a choice. That's a choice of how you want to live. Do you want to be part of the system? Do you want to conform and be like everyone else? Do you want to fit in? Do you want to spend your whole life and all your energy trying to fit in? Do you know how much time and effort and energy goes into trying to be someone you're not? Be that crazy, ridiculous person you are and embody it and own it. When you fucking own it, there's nothing anyone can say to you. This is the time. Don't get old. Stay young, son. Not all Borgs are bad. Yeah, you're not bad, Ben. But it's a decision. Every single day you wake up, guys, is a chance to transform your whole entire life. Every day you wake up, you have a new life. Then you go to bed and you have a new life again. Do you choose to eat the same food, do the same thing, wake up tired every morning and do the same stuff? Or do you say, I'm going to get the fuck out of bed today. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to meditate on the sunrise. I'm going to listen to the good music that I like. I'm going to put a to-do list on my wall. And I'm going to start ticking off things and making progress. And as human beings, we need to make progress. We need to create. We need to have passion. We need to have things we want to do. That's what keeps us going. Progressively getting better, stronger, fitter, healthier, doing things. I want to go skydiving. I want to do this. I want to try fishing. I want to try treating leather, playing the violin, whatever it is. We need to be constantly being progressive in our relationships, in our dealings, in our understanding with ourselves, not repeating the old patterns over and over again. That's the thing that happens. We repeat the old patterns over and over again, and we can become a product of what we created in the past. Do what you've always done. Get what you've always gotten. Now, the name of those books was The Ringing Cedars of Russia. The Ringing Cedars of Russia. Someone could post that in there again. And you go to theringingcedars.com.au. It's on my website. Go to innateawareness.com. www.innate-awareness.com. I think it's actually in my bio of Off Grid Adventures. Everything I'm talking about is on the front page. And actually, it's just told me I've got 27 seconds left, so I'm going to get off. Guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for tuning in. Share this if you can. I don't know if you can. Jump onto my website. There's heaps of products there. There's heaps of health hacks. There's videos, links, interviews, all the rest of it. And this is Nate Max signing out. And Telegram, Nate Max Human Alliance. See you guys. Bye.